Today, I actually want to talk about our second lesson. I want to talk about Paul's lesson, or reading his letter to the Thessalonians. In that letter, he tells the Thessalonians, they are children of the Lord, and therefore do not worry about the Lord's judgment. But at the same time, he encourages them to keep watch for the Lord and use their faith and hope like a soldier depends on their armor while they wait for Christ to come back. Paul is calling the Thessalonians to wear their faith and hope like your life depends on it. But to only talk about this armor as something that protects us, I think it would cause us to miss something. This armor functions as a form of unhidden clothing. And we use clothing for many things, besides the protection from the elements or from our enemies. And the most obvious thing you're probably thinking of is without clothing, we would be naked. In fact, if we go to the very beginning of the Bible, the first clothes that are constructed are constructed out of fig leaves because Adam and Eve realized that they're naked. And therefore, they do it to cover themselves up because they've become ashamed of it. Second, the clothes that we wear usually fit the situation we expect to go into. Clothing is a way for us to prepare ourselves. We do it in response to where we think we are going. If you're going to the gym, you wear gym clothes. If you're going to court, you're going to wear dress clothes. If you're going to a wedding, depends on where the wedding is, but you dress nicer than you probably would if you went to the beach at any other time. If you're going to work, you dress nicer. If you're going to go work outside, you wear something that can get dirty. But nothing quite summed that up as I was looking like the shoes we wear on our feet. Now, as probably most of you know, I wear these Chucks for Sunday worship. Now, if you look at them, they're pretty white right now. And there's a reason why. I brought a bag of shoes with me today, because I think it sums up the point. I have my weekday Chucks. I know, twins to the Chucks that I'm wearing right now. I have my sneakers for when I'm going outside. I have my loafers for when I'm going to the beach. I have my black shoes. Usually if you see me wearing my black shoes, I sometimes refer them as my high service shoes. That usually means for funerals. And probably my favorite pair that you will never see me wear. My cleats. Now, my cleats are what I usually think of when I think of a very specialized job. You do not wear these on a regular day. You do not wear them to normal days. They'll tear up things and you'll trip over. But when you need your cleats, you're in the wet field, these are the things that save your life. They have a very, very specialized job. On top of that, they have those really, really slick lightning bolts on the side of them. Which brings me to my third point. Clothing is a way to express ourselves. The way you dress can be a reflection of your style, a form of affiliation. They display to the world who your favorite team is, who you work for, even what country you're from, who you voted for, and that's just to name a few. As well as clothing itself can reflect status. Not only do brands communicate, but also the material, the number of holes in your clothing, the cleanliness. Each can show someone's status, whether they are a person of means or a person in poverty. Despite all these things that clothing can do for us, all that it can be in reflection to us, Paul encourages us to depend on one type of dressing, the dressing we receive from God, a dressing we receive in baptism, a washing that gives us the status of being children of God, a washing that helps prepare us to look out into our world and not see destruction, but see hope. A washing that gives us a community and an identity that we can share into this world. And I think it's no mistake that Paul describes faith as a breastplate, the article of clothing that would go on top of the heart, while the hope goes on the mind. Faith should be on our heart. Hope of salvation shall be on our mind. So as we wait for the Lord and watch for the coming of Christ, we keep watch for God and those opportunities to go out into the world and share God's love. A sharing that we do in response to God's gift of salvation through Christ. And trust that not only God will give us what we need, but also that we can have a real impact in our community. A reality I was reminded of a couple weeks ago when the group of ladies that serve at Trinity Lutheran came up to me and said, "Can we collect shoes for the homeless?" Actually, it was much wider. It was clothing for the homeless, but particularly shoes. Can we get them shoes? Winter is coming. It is going to be cold out. I know we get like 4 weeks of it, but those are going to be a long 4 weeks. I know. These people need shoes. And our faith and actually can actually make an impact in the lives of these individuals. So this Christmas season, I want to invite you as you're shopping, if you find yourselves with extra money or with an old pair of sneakers in the closet, please consider giving that pair and giving it towards our drive, because while it may seem like a small action to get rid of your shoes from your closet, for those that don't have it, those shoes will help them know the status that they have, that God loves them, and that somebody cares enough to put shoes on their feet. But I also think it's important that I lead by example. And I looked at all these shoes and I thought, which one could I get rid of? And I really didn't have the heart to get rid of any of them. So I picked up an extra pair of shoes. And they're a little bit nicer than the one that I have up here, a canvas. But I figured if the church shoes in would be the ones that look just like mine. But because I think deep down, when we talk about our faith, the calling to watch out for the Lord is a calling to watch out for those in need. Because as Christ says, and he'll actually say this in next week's reading, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to the one of these, that's the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me." The way we treat others in this world is the way we treat Christ. So our faith, our receiving of those in need, is a reflection of God who looks out upon us, sees us in need, us in need of salvation, and reaches out. In fact, doesn't just reach out, but is crucified on a cross, so that through the love that is expressed on that cross, we may receive salvation. And so we act in response, because deep down, it's the only thing we can do that can really say thank you. And to that, I say, Amen.